longtime professional hockey player, longtime Edmonton Oilers, and former teammate of mine. Now retired, going to be assistant coach of the Sudbury Wolves. Zach Stortini. Storts, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm very good, Strutty. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, you know what, buddy? I've been following your career closely. After you left and I retired, I wanted to see what you were up to. I always kind of saw what you were doing. And, you know, I'm interested to know that, you know, you were at a hardworking guy who stood up for himself and his teammates. How was that? Did you feel that it was evolving as we've kind of seen the game change a little bit and you were still doing what you did night in, night out in the AHL?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you hit the nail right on the head with, you know, the game's changing, it's always evolving, and you could see it coming, but you grew up playing the game a certain way, and it's part of your personality, and, you know, it's something that's not easy to do. You've done it yourself where, you know, you gotta battle for yourself, battle for your teammates, and do whatever it takes to help your team win, and then a lot of times that's, dropping the gloves and fighting or, being physical, then that's something that's part of the game that I always enjoyed, and now it's something that doesn't happen so much anymore, but it's still a good part of the game.
So as you you're a veteran, I played with you, you're just a young guy, and as a veteran, what type of things were you personally working on in your game day in, day out with the practice time that's allotted in the AHL, but also talking to your younger teammates about?
I've been very fortunate in my career to have such great leadership that mentored me coming up and to learn from. And Strutty, you're one of those guys. You know, I seen the way that you came to the rink every day, positive, enthusiastic, always involved with his teammates. Your sense of humor was infectious. And that's something that, you know, I try to emulate. You know, I try to bring that to the rink and bring that enthusiasm, that passion. And whether it's a game day, practice day, whatever it is, to work your butt off each and every day to get better and to improve. And, the later years of my career, it's been one of those traits that have really helped me, especially with a lot of young players coming into the AHL. It's a very young league and a lot of players that are looking to grow and make that next jump into the NHL. And I've been very fortunate to have that, hopefully a positive effect on their career, much like you did for me.
Zach Stortini joins us, a longtime NHLer and a professional hockey player, now retiring. I'm trying to count it up here, Storts. You played like 15 years of professional hockey.
Yeah, it's generous. I think it was only 14, but I was very fortunate, very lucky to have played as long as I have.
Storts, you now decided to make the choice to step down from playing. What brought that choice on? Because we know for any player, it's not easy.
It's very hard. It's a decision that is always inevitable. You know that day is always coming. It's never an easy choice to make. Fortunately, I'm able to go and jump into a new career in hockey in coaching with the Sudbury Wolves, and it's a tremendous opportunity. I've really enjoyed my last couple of years with the Charlotte Checkers. It's a tremendous organization there. We finished winning the Calder Cup, the championship trophy for the AHL, and there's no better way to leave the game than by winning. I've been very fortunate to play with a great group there and now to join a great group here in the Sudbury Wolves.
So what would be your role with the Sudbury Wolves as assistant coach in the OHL?
Well, as an assistant coach, again, I'm back at the process of learning the game from the coaching side. And one of the big factors in joining the Sudbury Wolves organization is the great people there. And look at the coaching staff with Corey Stillman and Daryl Moxham. It's a great opportunity for me to learn from those great hockey minds and be a part of their coaching group.
You know, when you're playing, you're always like, oh man, this coach is an idiot. Why is he doing it like that? You know, how open are you to learning and to understanding that there's a little bit more going on than just maybe what we thought when we were players and we knew all the answers?
It's funny you should say that. You know, it's I think just part of human nature. I mean, as you're growing, you know, from a kid to a young man, and again from a young man to an older man, you go through that learning process as to why things are done the way they're done. And every coach, much like any parent, has a different style, and not that one's better than the other. They're different. You know, some may be more effective than others, and then you try to take the positives from you know, the coaches that I've had the fortune of playing for. And again, I've been very lucky throughout my career to play for many different teams. Some would say that as a negative, but I see it as a positive. I had the opportunity to be a part of many great organizations, play for many great coaches, and hopefully take what I can from each of them to pass on.
So, when you look back over your career, is there something that happened that like you just can't believe? You know, was it a situation or a funny story or a, you know, moment you got caught up in? Because I mean, after playing 14 years, that's a lot of time of you know, wheeling and dealing on the ice.
I mean, geez, yeah, I don't think your radio show is long enough to go through all the stories, but I mean, there's, as you know, there's tons. I mean, to start picking and choosing, you know, like this, it's impossible. You know, for me, I mean, there's been so many great people throughout my career that helped me out. You know, a reminisce on the Edmonton days and joining that group. I mean, with guys like yourself, Ethan Morrow, Stevie Steos, Jason Smith, Alice Hemsky. I mean, the list goes on and on. But all great guys, and you know, to realize, you know, the players that you played with is amazing, but the people, just great people that you played with, just great human beings, and you know, it's incredible. I'll share one story. I don't know if you have time, but I'll never forget. We did a team dinner one time, and we played that credit card game. Last credit card chosen has to pay the bill. I just got called up. Might have been up for like a week or two with the Oilers. My credit card was chosen last, which means I got to foot the bill. It was bigger than all the money I had in my bank account, pretty much. I think my face turned pale white. I had no idea what to do. Fortunately enough, Alice Hemsky came up to me and said, "Don't worry, kid, I got it." I mean, he was so generous. I was forever grateful. I don't know if anybody would have known that story, but, you know, I'm forever grateful for his generosity and compassion.
Can I ask you about one last story? When do you remember the night against San Jose that you, myself, and Steve McIntyre were alive?
Yes.
We're alive. Oh, my God. Did we get one shift? Do you remember? I think we got one, didn't we?
I think we might have had a few, you know. I think that was a big, scary line. I was going to go back to the other story about you and me challenging, I think it was Chris Bartsch off a face-off for Dallas.
Right.
And, you know, both of me and you maybe fighting almost to fight him, you know. So it's all those little things that you look back and remember in fondness.
Well, Storitz, I got to say, I really appreciate you as a teammate and how you worked through your career. Congratulations on a great career and good luck now coaching for the Sudbury Wolves. It should be a fun opportunity for you to head home and have a good experience.
Thank you very much, Jordy. Really appreciate it.